Welcome to the Scott Shepper Podcast. I am a man on a mission to create an army of independent writers, creators, and thinkers who make a hell of a living doing what they love. And it all starts with one thing, and that is doing things the old way, the hard way, the deliberate way, the anti-net way. Listen in as I share thoughts and rants of what goes on behind the scenes as I create an independent knowledge empire, where I get to spend my days doing what I love, reading, writing, and thinking while making a hell of a living and helping my people do the same. Hey, what is up, friend and fellow anti-netter? Scott Shepherd here, coming to you on a Friday at 10:42 a.m. And it's raining today. It's kind of a crazy... It's freaking annoying. I mean, here we are. What is this? It's May, and I swear to God, it's like every other week, it'll be like a sunny week down here in supposedly sunny Orange County, California. And then the next week, it'll just freaking rain for a week. It's just annoying. Anyway, let's get out of the small talk weather horse shit, and let's get into what really matters. What really matters is helping you write your way to freedom. What really matters is helping you create a dream intellectual life for yourself, wherein you get to spend your days reading, thinking, taking notes, and also making a hell of a living. And even if money is of no object, then, well, what is of object is actually making an impact on the world and creating something fulfilling in life, because life is too short to just read and ingest knowledge all day without contributing anything. Like, we're here to freaking make an impact in an unconventional, badass, cool, quirky way. That is who I am for. And I want to share something with you. This is just the realities, okay? Today I have about 15 emails that have been like unread for about past like, I don't know, a few days. And you know, they're I would say quote unquote important emails. I mean, chances are if you're listening to this podcast, you are, you know, especially if you are a Scott Shepherd Letter subscriber, you know, you might be one of the emails that I've left unread. And that I... See, look at this. Look at this freaking ring. This is so freaking annoying. I'm, like, trying to record this, and now I'm getting bombarded with all of these raindrops that are, like, causing some noise. Whatever. God. Anyway, like, there's a chance that if you are a fellow... I'm just going to drop the name again. Fellow Shepherdian, maybe, meaning like you're a Scott Shepherd Letter subscriber. Then there's a chance that I've left you unread for the last, like, I don't know, few days. And then this morning I've got like, you know, several people that are, you know, it's so funny. It's like Ben Settle talks about this too. They'll say something like, sorry, I'm like, my finances are really tough right now. Please, can you cancel my subscription? And it's like, really? Like, if your finances are tight, then a subscription to my freaking newsletter is the last thing on earth you should cancel. It comes out to like a few dollars a day. I'm way undercharging for the value that really you get. And so, you know, it's kind of funny when people say that, or they like explain themselves with some long story and it just makes them look pathetic. It's like, if you're going to cancel, just admit to yourself, like, hey, I'm going to cancel. You don't need to, like, yeah, it's just like, anyway, there's a few of those today that I will process and respond to. But like, I've got like 15 emails, okay? And the logical thing for me, the seemingly logical thing for me to do would be to process those 15 emails and then get on to the most important task, right? But I'm not going to do that. I'm going to get to my office. I'm going to read and think for 10, maybe 30 minutes. Hell, I might just continue to do what I've been doing for a long time. Honestly, this is what I'm going to do. Probably for 15 minutes, maybe 30, is I'm going to freaking neuro imprint and write out F. Scott Fitzgerald's The Great Gatsby and get some good prose and good writing ingrained into my mind and stamp that onto my brain. And then what I am going to do is I'm going to continue to forego and ignore all of the other horse shit that crops into my life. Even horse shit such as paying the ticket for getting my license plate wrapped. Like, who cares, right? I've got another, like, maybe 2 or 3 weeks till the deadline on that. And I'll get to it when I get to it. Otherwise, the only thing I'm going to do is I'm going to neuro-imprint F. Scott Fitzgerald's The Great Gatsby. And then I'm going to proceed to do what falls within my zone of genius. And that is copywriting. That is writing. I am writing essentially the message, the video, the script, the VSL is what it's called, the video sales letter, to what I know is going to be like an atomic bomb dropped on the entire freaking internet. And that is my upcoming top secret program, which probably will not be top secret by the time you read this or hear this. And that is, that is my top secret program. And that's all I'm going to do today. Maybe around like 4:30 p.m. I might get a haircut, and maybe at that point I'll decide to answer some of those emails. But yeah, maybe not. I don't care. I have 26 things on my to-do list in my backlog, right? Like, and what I'm going to do and what I'm going to be doing is one of my fellow anti-netters is going to be getting onboarded and helping me out and working for me. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take all 26 items on my to-do list. I'm going to take one of them and I'm going to do one of them. The other 25 items I'm going to give to this individual to do. Because really, my zone of genius is the only thing that I should be worried about or focused on. And that is it. Anyway, I'm going to jump off. I just got to the office. Let me reverse into this parking spot. My freaking throat hurts this morning because, I don't know, shaking off a bug, a little cold or something. Because, you know, when you go out on a Wednesday night and create an impromptu picnic in the back of your Tesla Model S in camp mode, and you open the back door and you have wine overlooking the harbor of Dana Point with your freaking beautiful, awesome, sweet, kind, generous, entrepreneurial, cool girlfriend, sometimes you like catch a bug and get sick. And so I am shaking off that bug and my throat hurts, and I'm going to shake it off and go have some assiduity and write my way to freedom. So the lesson here is literally take it from, you know, basically I give you permission to be a degenerate like myself and forego doing any life activity other than your one important true zone of genius. Like, who the hell cares? Fucking pay bills late. Do, like, it's all beneath you. Stop majoring in the minor and just major in the major. All 26 items, you know, that I have, only carve out the one important thing and then just say screw it to the rest. That is my directive, okay? And I know that that may not seem like the wisest of advice, but that's the fucking reality. Who cares? Who cares about all these small stuff? When you are on your deathbed, you are not going to look back at your life and be like, you know what? I really wish I was more efficient with my smaller tasks. Meh. No, you're not going to do that. You are going to look back on your life and you are only going to remember the big things that matter, the big things that move the freaking needle. For me, that is launching an epic freaking program that transforms the lives of people and creates an independent intellectual army of badasses who make six figures a year creating analog knowledge and taking over the entire freaking internet. That's all that matters. That's all I'm going to focus on. So do what I say. Be 20% more psycho today and be extreme. Focus on the one and only thing that matters and say screw it to the rest. Anyway, that is it. Peace and love, and always remember to stay crispy, my friend.
Hey, real quick. This podcast was made possible by my sponsor, which is me. Yes, frickin' me, Sir Scott of Shepherd. You see, I am committed to never shilling some dildo freaking hipster crappy product like all the other podcasters do. All right? So my only ask is that you spend 10 seconds right now, pull to the side of the road, even if you're on the frickin' freeway, and rate and review this podcast. Then share it with a friend. That's my only ask. You see, this will help spread my movement. I want to create an army of 1,000 independent writers, creators, and thinkers who get to spend their days doing what they love, writing, creating, thinking, and taking notes using analog tools, while also making multiple six figures if they even choose to. And more importantly, I want to help my people build a tribe of people that they were meant to serve. And so by rating and reviewing this podcast right now, you will directly help me and many others in achieving this mission. Peace.